Have you ever wondered what it takes to be a chef on a yacht? If so, then I highly recommend that you watch this video. In this video, I get to sit down with the team from the Barcelona Academy as they explain to me all the courses that they currently have on offer to train yacht chefs. By the end of this video, you will know exactly what it takes to become a yacht chef, as well as have a better understanding of all the interesting courses that are out there and are available for people to do throughout their career. For the best advice and guidance on how to get into the yachting industry as a crew member, subscribe to this channel. And don't forget to hit that little bell icon if you want to get notified when I upload new videos every week.
Hi guys, thank you so much for joining me in this video. Today I'm going to be sitting down with Anne and Mattia from the Barcelona Crew Academy, where they actually offer a variety of interesting courses. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me on this interview today.
Our pleasure.
Okay, cool. So actually, just tell me a little bit about the Barcelona Academy. How did you get to join the academy? What is the story behind it?
Yes, so Barcelona Career Academy, we're a recruiting and training provider with over 15 years of experience, and we're based in Marina, Barcelona Port Bay, and we are focused on the international luxury yacht industry.
Okay.
Yeah, and yes, we are now like 15 years in the sector. We started when a lot of interior programs and chef's programs were still not developed, and little by little we have joined some of the certifications like guest program. we have joined also some UK awarding bodies that NCA accept the certifications, and we have built this training program for interior for chefs and stewardess, and also we are doing all the courses STC W95. All the
Okay.
full courses and refreshers, and also we do all the RYA courses like Powerball Level 2, Watercraft Instructor, Yacht Master, and yeah, we
Okay.
have a full range of
Yes.
courses.
And I see that you guys are also offering the food safety and hygiene level 2 courses as online courses as well.
Well, we offer the food and safety level 2 and level 3. Level 2 is mandatory for stewardess and chefs working on board, but if you are working on a boat, on a yacht, with more than 10 crew as a chef, then you would have to apply for the level 3, for the food and safety
Okay.
level 3, which is more supervisory certification. Okay,
Yeah.
so I would say that a yacht more than 70 meters is needed already level 3. For
Okay,
sure.
that brings me to my next question. I actually want to focus on all of the chef training that you guys have on offer.
Yeah.
So just for all the people that are quite new to the industry and that who would like to become a chef, what are the mandatory experience and courses that they would have to do in order to transition onto a yacht? What is the minimum requirements?
Then I would say that they should have at least 5 to 10 years experience as a chef would be a good formal certification from a school on
Okay.
shore, a proper certification as a chef, and then they should have for entering into the industry the some introductory courses to the yacht industry, like the chef introductory course that we offer, the guest program chef courses. That
Okay.
allows you to understand and gives you tools to manage a kitchen, a galley on board. Okay,
Yeah.
this will be very, very useful together with food and safety level 2 or level 3. And then the STCW 95 also is mandatory to work on board. And then finally, when you have all the courses, you can get NC1, which is a medical certification. Okay. But I will
Okay.
say that would be these courses.
Okay. And then if somebody really wants to set themselves apart, what additional courses would you recommend that they do that would really help them in their role?
Well, we have recently introduced
Mm-hmm.
the Mediterranean cuisine level 3, and it's
Okay.
with Michelin star chefs. And well, the students who does this course can get cooking knowledge of the Mediterranean cuisine with traditional Mediterranean ingredients. And well, it's like a 5-day course. Mm-hmm. And there they can learn molecular cuisine, which is really trendy, and also traditional tapas from Michelin star chefs that are really
like a Ferran Adrià, Cerciarola, and all these Michelin star chefs. Due to the fact that in the yacht industry is quite a very luxury industry, and you will have to have knowledge not on all the branch of cuisine, also of the last trend or the last techniques, I would say, more like very, very high standards in cuisine.
Hmm. And along with like the Mediterranean cuisine and all that stuff, would you recommend that a chef goes and does like specifically things like pastry? Would it be quite good for them to specialize in something, or would it be good to do a little bit of everything? Would you say?
I will say a little bit of everything, because as a chef on a yacht, it's not like in a restaurant or in a hotel that you are more put in one area of the kitchen, maybe the, I don't know, as you say, the pastry or any other area. But as a chef in a yacht, you have to manage all the areas. It means can be pastry, bakery, cold, aperitifs, parties, Mediterranean cuisine, Asian, all. You have to have like a wide knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's very cool. And then tell me, which of your culinary courses that you have on offer right now, do people have the ability to do them online?
Well, we have offering online now the Food and Safety Level 2 and Level 3 MCA approved.
Okay.
You get in our platform, which is 24/7 available online platform with all the contents. You can do see videos,
quizzes,
do all the
exercise,
quizzes. You send assignments to the teachers, and the teachers then see your work and approve. And on top of that, you are also doing the live sessions by Zoom with the teachers, mm-hmm. and they are scheduling through the content. And then you can finish the course and have you certify it like MCA approved level food and safety level 2 and level 3. Mm-hmm. And then for the Mediterranean cuisine, also you molecular cuisine, Michelin start the course in advance prior to come to Barcelona, see all the contents, all the recipes, work on the all techniques. And then when you come to Barcelona for the presential session, you will practice all the dishes with the chef.
Okay. Okay, so it's like people have the opportunity to do all the theory before they come and do the practical. That's very mm-hmm. awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And then tell me, is there any additional advice or recommendations or guidance that you guys can give to a person who wants to become a chef on a yacht?
Well, I would say
to be passionate about your work and being willing to travel around the world, see the world,
see
while you work.
But I will advise also to do a proper CV. This is very important. Then get all the certifications that you need. Be very persistent and send in basically to the offers and be very, you know, say very persistent, I would say, to get your first job, your first season, then finish the season, get a good letter of reference, and
off you go. That's fantastic. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, ladies. I really, really appreciate you sitting down with us today. And thank you so much. Thank you. I will share your links in the comments. So for those of you watching and you want to find out about the molecular training, all those really interesting courses, I'll put links in the comments below. And once again, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you. See you.
And that's a wrap. Now remember, if you have any questions or comments, come on over to the Start Yachting group. There is a whole team of experienced yachties in there who would be happy to assist you in any questions that you might have. Watch these videos next for a deeper understanding of being yacht crew. Now remember, if you like this video, please hit that little like button and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video.